on. So, item 16, a report to provide an update on the latest operational activities of the Secretariat. Suzanne.
Okay, if I sit, Chair. Long morning. Thank you very much, Board. I'm here to give an update on the operations for the CELEP and a small amount on the assurance framework. As those of you who sit on Strategic Board will know, we've spent a huge amount of time and resource during the last 12 months on the LEP review. And the main, the crux of my report really is that we are now reaching the end of that work, which we are all very pleased about, me more than anyone else, I would have thought. That means that some of the risks that we had around the LEP review have now been downgraded. We are due to register the company, CELEP Limited, on the 28th of February. We have everything in train to get there pretty much now. With a fair wind, we should make it. That was our main risk that we had last time I reported. There's one outstanding risk that remains around gender representation. So we have a target from government to meet, for our board, to achieve 33% female representation. I think we are going to do it, but until I've actually got every single name written down in an email sent to me, I won't be 100% sure, but I think we are almost there, although I do note that Cabinet's only got 27% female representation as of yesterday, so we are doing better than they are. So that's the one risk that really remains outstanding now on the LEP review. For the assurance framework, where we weren't fully compliant, they were all LEP review related. A revised assurance framework went to Strategic Board on the 31st of January, which was agreed, and that assurance framework will become live as at the point of which the company is registered. So we'll continue to work and update this board on where there's further work to be done, reporting back to ensure that we are complying with the assurance framework, and also where there might be items of best practice and where we can obviously constantly trying to keep the governance up to date and as good as it can be. We had one other risk that has also been downgraded since we last met, and that is for the production of the local industrial strategy. The first draft of the list was presented to board also at the end of January, and well received and discussed by Strategic Board. There's been a slight change in the timelines on when that list needs to be submitted to government, which has given us a bit more time to have some more discussions around the contents of the list and move that forward. So the risk that we had there previously was around us missing the deadline from government, but government have effectively moved that deadline now. So we're looking to have that agreed with government in the summer, I think, is the latest date that we have. But we're working with the working groups and various different people across the partnership to get that done, and it feels quite comfortable now. A couple of new risks that are probably worth raising, not all necessarily new, but some of them have been ranked a little higher now. There's an ongoing risk about the future funding for CELEP. For next year, we have no funding confirmed. And I note that number 10 have not confirmed today. They were asked directly whether the budget will happen on the 11th of March, and they won't confirm that. So there is a risk there that if we don't get our core funding, that creates me all kinds of problems for the operational budget. And if we don't get the capital funding, then that really creates all kinds of problems for everybody. So we will continue to be lobbying our colleagues in Whitehall for a notification of funding for next year as soon as possible. Slightly more concerning, really, is the situation beyond March 2021. Local Growth Fund effectively finishes in March 2021. ESIF funding is also coming to an end around that time. There's a bit of a policy vacuum that exists at the moment as to what is going to replace these two funding streams. UKSPF was in the Conservative manifesto before the last election, but we haven't had a consultation on that. And to be honest, if you were going to put in a funding system that was going to start from April 2021, we'd need to be working on that now, and we'd need to know how that works, and we don't. So We do have some concerns about what is going to happen post March 2021. It's not just the revenue funding, our revenue budget does rely quite heavily on the interest earned on the capital funds that are held. So not knowing where any money is that's coming beyond sort of 15 months' time, it is concerning and is rightly, I think, ranked as a high risk for us. It's a worry from a policy point of view as well as to how any activity for economic growth is going to continue, how we're going to continue supporting the businesses. Large amounts of businesses in the South East are supported through the ERDF programme. We've got no idea what will replace that ERDF programme that complements our local growth hubs. So that now really is our main risk. I think that's...
Any comments you want to say?
Well, there's another, Rodney Chambers. Well, the risk, even greater risk, are we actually going to be here as a left?
I think the answer's on a postcard, please. can I just say on the gender representation, it's fallen quite dramatically on the business community too, because all the reasons to get democratically elected members. And I had this, and I will not mention who, and they're not in this room, but I was having that discussion with a leader of a particular council who said had it been put to him, he has a cabinet member that he would happily put forward as a representative, you know, because he has a cross of the board. So we've sort of accepted, it would appear to me, that, you know, the elected membership, but I think that could be devolved out to make it easier. I mean, it's been difficult for businesses to find, and actually we've had a dictate that in some ways is unfair, but in the interest of making this work, tech businesses have risen to the challenge. But it could be put out, because it may well be that on the LET board, not this one, but on the LET, you know, the new business board, that it could be put out there as a thought.
Certainly, I mean, we need to achieve 50% gender representation within 2 years.
Yeah.
So we won't be able to do that.
But if we put that out there now, you know, we start to move rather than trying to, further down.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll
put that out there. Okay. Suzanne, thank you. I think that's it. No other comments around the table. Thank you very much. right, moving on. Item 17, a report to provide an update on the latest financial forecast position for the select revenue budget. Lorna.
Thank you. So I'm Lorna Norris, Senior Finance Partner at Essex County Council. For those of you who are new, Essex County Council does the accountable body role for SELEP, which means all the financials and legal elements for SELEP operate through us. And the report today is bringing the third quarter position for the SELEP revenue budget. The budget forecast is showing a forecast underspend of $826,000 for the current financial year, which represents a movement of $530,000 from the last reported position. The key reasons for this underspend, some of which we previously reported on, relate to grant funding that wasn't planned when we set the budget back last in November 2018. That came through from government that wasn't anticipated in respect of support for the LET review. And also there's been additional slippage over than that anticipated in the local growth programme, so the additional interest we've earned on those funding retained has contributed to that increase. The key movement from the last reported position, however, that sort of increased that overall slippage relates to the... lower than anticipated spend now in respect of projects and consultancy, and I think this is largely following conversations with Suzanne and Adam relating to the fact that they've had to spend so much time focusing on delivering the LET review and the governance arrangements around that, that the actual focus and drive around supporting projects and wider work around the setup has actually had to be sort of put on hold or put to one side in some areas, so there's not been as much delivered in that respect. The outcome of the forecast is, means that we're now expecting to make a contribution to the reserves, and the overall reserves position is now forecast at the end of the year to be 1.17 million. I think in respect of where we're anticipating to be, this is actually quite a good position for us to be in with respect to reserves. I don't know if those of you who were here in November when we looked at the budget position for next financial year, and that was looking to take the reserves right down to the minimum level to sustain the budget for next year. So this will give the board an element of comfort that that we will be having a slightly more reserves than anticipated. The offset against that, as Suzanne's been highlighting in her report, there are a number of key risks that are still in place that will need to be considered as part of what the right level of those reserves needs to be moving forward. And those key risks, particularly, as Suzanne was talking around, the uncertainty around the future funding position. So obviously not only the funding for next year, but for future years. And as the ongoing budget for the setup is primarily funded through that government grant and through interest earned on funding held for the local growth programme, you know, that uncertainty with regards to the future position makes an ongoing challenge, and need to look carefully at the future position for the Senate revenue budget. One of the things we're looking to, and we've already committed to doing, is bringing back an updated budget position for 2021 at the May meeting to reflect at that point when we'll know what the grant position will be in that financial year. We'll also take a reconsideration of what the appropriate level of reserves should be moving forward, given those increased risks. At the moment, the minimum level is set really just to assess the kind of closeout costs that would be associated with setup, but given the ongoing risks, we may look to increase those. The other things that we'll be looking at as part of those key risks are some of the risks that are highlighted coming through the report that will be considered later on in the agenda with regards to Hadlow College, so I won't talk about that now, but that's something we'll be considering when we'll review the budget. We'll also be thinking about what the potential impact might be of the revised delivery plan for next year, and also the request from the board to consider the local contributions and whether that fits in line with the local delivery plan and whether that's affordable, and will form part of those recommendations that will be brought back at the May meeting. Has anybody got any queries or questions?
Comments? Well done.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Lorna. I want to just go back on my item 16 and 17, only in as much as I didn't report. So in item 16, we were asked to note the risk register at Appendix A and the update included in the report, noted. Yep. We were asked to note the update on the LEP review and assurance framework, noted. And we were asked to note the update on the annual performance review, which is updated. And Lorna, thank you. We're asked to note the half-year forecast revenue outturn position for 2019-20 of an underspend of £826,000. Noted. Okay.